Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Scott Blueball, one of 24 cattle industry leaders working on solutions to dysfunctional cattle markets. That in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Six cattle industry groups invited to a closed-door meeting this last week in Phoenix. Four leaders per group invited. No executive officers, no hired hands from the groups, just cattle producers. One of the 24 was Scott Blueball, president of AFR-OFU, a part of the National Farmers Union delegation. He says they came up with six areas of agreement that are current problems in the cattle business and the broken markets that we have right now. And he says out of those six areas came up with an agreement of all 24 members present of three possible solutions that they need to work on jointly.
Three solutions that were agreed upon by all the groups moving forward that we would work towards with our respective groups. And one would be to expedite the renewal of the USDA livestock mandatory reporting and create a contract library of the alternative marketing arrangements that are out there. And
number two.
Also in agreement was a demand for the Department of Justice to issue their public investigation status, the report from the Holcomb fire, and then again last spring with the shutdowns of the plants. We still have not gotten a report from the Department of Justice. So we're going on 18 months waiting on this report of what their findings were.
I know that every time I talk to Congressman Lucas, I ask him about that. And he says, we're still waiting.
We're still waiting and we're tired of waiting. So we demand that the Justice Department get it done and get it out there so we all know what's going on and what has happened.
And Scott Blueball believes that DOJ, once they issue their report, if they found wrongdoing, they need to act on it and work with USDA.
And we need oversight between the USDA and the Justice Department. And right now there's really a disconnect there. And so you have the experts in the cattle business, in the USDA, but you have the subpoena power and investigative power and enforcement over with the Department of Justice. And they're not the experts in many cases with the cattle business. So we've got to get those two government agencies working together.
And then their third proposed solution.
We need to encourage Congress and the administration for investment and developing of new packing houses locally, regional packers, smaller packers, and we need to do whatever that takes to be able to improve capacity within the packing industry.
I guess one of the things I heard you say was that there was a general consensus, it sounds like, that this might not be the only meeting. There would be future meetings.
Yes, and that was one of the things that I'm most encouraged about was, you know, groups that in some cases don't like each other very much and have had a long history of fighting, agreed to sit down at the table again and continue this dialogue and continue to try to, you know, let's agree on what we can agree on and move those issues forward and let's not dwell on what we disagree about. And so this really, I believe, is a historical meeting. I think it's finally got bad enough in the industry that everyone has decided they're going to have to sit down at the table and work something out, or we're not going to have any independent ranchers if we don't.
Oklahoma cattle producer Scott Blueball. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.